What a wonderful Wednesday morning, beloved. It's good to share this time together with you. Today we are reading Isaiah chapter 51, verses 1 through 16. Today's reading lifts up Israel's ancestors, Abraham and Sarah, who obeyed the Lord when they were told to leave their homeland and go to Canaan. That would be found in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 5, if any of you want to look that up and read it. Isaiah points to their actions as examples of obedience to the Lord. Words of comfort and hope are given, along with the assurance of God's deliverance and victory. And again, God's saving word for this week is encouragement. And let's begin as we read Isaiah chapter 51. Listen to me, you who want to be saved, you that come to me for help. Think of the rock from which you came, the quarry from which you were cut. Think of your ancestor Abraham and of Sarah from whom you are descended. When I called Abraham, he was childless, but I blessed him and gave him children. I made his descendants numerous. I will show compassion to Jerusalem, to all who live in her ruins. Through her land, though her land is a desert, I will make it a garden, like the garden I planted in Eden. Joy and gladness will be there, and songs of praise and thanks to me. Listen to me, my people. Listen to what I say. I give my teaching to the nations. My laws will bring them light. I will come quickly and save them. The time of my victory is near. I myself will rule over the nations. Distant lands will wait for me to come. They wait with hope for me to save them. Look up to the heavens. Look at the earth. The heavens will disappear like smoke. The earth will wear out like old clothing, and all its people will die like flies. But the deliverance I bring will last forever. My victory will be final. Listen to me, you that know what is right, who have my teaching fixed in your hearts. Do not be afraid when people taunt and insult you. They will vanish like moth-eaten clothing. But the deliverance I bring will last forever. My victory will endure for all time. Wake up, Lord, and help us. Use your power and save us. Use it as you did in ancient times. It was you that cut the sea monster Rahab to pieces. It was you who dried up the sea and made a path through the water so that those who you were saving could cross. Those whom you have rescued will reach Jerusalem with gladness, singing and shouting for joy. They will be happy forever, forever free from sorrow and grief. The Lord says, I am the one who strengthens you. Why should you fear mortals who are no more enduring than grass? Have you forgotten the Lord who made you, who stretched out the heavens and laid the earth's foundations? Why should you live in constant fear of the fury of those who oppress you, of those who are ready to destroy you? Their fury can no longer touch you. Those who are prisoners will soon be set free. They will live a long life and will have all the food they need. I am the Lord your God. I stir up the sea. I make its waves roar. My name is the Lord Almighty. I stretched out the heavens and laid the earth's foundations. I say to Jerusalem, you are my people. I have given you my teaching, and I protect you with my hand. Well, today's key verse is Isaiah chapter 51, verse 12, where the Lord says, I am the one who strengthens you. You know, the Lord has done in the past exactly what he wants to do. In the past, he has made his promises, and Israel has seen him come through time and time for them to deliver them by the word of his hand. Now, as believers in the same God, does it do us any good to fret or to worry? Our God will come through, and he will deliver us. Let's pray. Almighty God, you strengthen me day by day as you nurture me with your life-giving word. I thank you for your teachings as I seek to be obedient to your will. Amen. Well, our Wednesday together has come to an end. Join me tomorrow when we'll be in Isaiah chapter 52, where God will rescue Jerusalem. Until then, again, you keep claiming and holding on to those promises of God's word. He will come through for each of us. We will see you tomorrow.